Or in Siman Tav Ayin Gimel Siv Vav, the Mechaber says, V'yikach matzah himtzayis, you should take the middle of the three matzahs, v'yivtzena l'shtayim, and break it in half, v'yitin chetzel echer mehem v'subin l'shamer l'afikomen, take half of it and give it to one of the people to guard it for to use for the afikomen later on, v'nosa nosa tachas amapa, you put it under a cover of some sort. The chetzi hasheni, the other half, yasim ben shtei ha-shleimos, you should put it back between the two remaining whole matzahs. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason you break one of them is in order to be mekayim lechem oni, as an oni usually has a broken matzah, and he says to use the middle one because the bracha of achilas matzah really goes on that matzah, whereas hamotzi that you made first goes on the top matzah. The Mishnah Berurah also says that the one that you use for the afikomen should be the larger half. Obviously, it's not exactly half. If it's called the larger half, that means when you break it, it's usually not going to be broken exactly in half, and the larger piece should be the one that is used for the afikomen later on, because you need to get two kazesim from it, etc., for afikomen purposes. And the reason it's covered, the Mishnah Berurah says, is to commemorate Mishar Sam, Sruros, Bisimlo Sam. The whole concept of stealing the afikomen, etc. The Chok Yaakov says it's based on the language of the Rambam, who says that you need to do something different at the night in order to, so the kids will ask. As he says, the chotzim matzah ze miad ze. That's why we have the children, quote-unquote, steal the afikomen. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach did not allow it in his house, because once he was in danger of stealing, he didn't think it was appropriate to reward kids for doing anything related to stealing. Rechaim Soloveitchik is also quoted as not doing such a thing, and the Stipler also didn't have the concept of stealing the afikomen. Shlomo Zalman Orbach also says the reason that we take this matzah and save it for later on is to show that the Tzarchei Seuda have already begun, that what we're doing is one long thing, the Haggadah is all one long process, and because we want to ensure that the Haggadah is not seen as a hefsek at any point. So we show that it's really one long process by breaking something now to save for later. The Mechaber continues, V'yagbiya hakar sheyesh b'hamatzos, pick up the plate that has the matzos on it, v'yomar, and say, halach ma'anya ad ma nishtana. The Mishnah Berurah says you have to say it out loud. The Ramah says, V'yomar b'lashon shemavinim ha'nashim v'haktanim, o yifarish lehem ha'inyan. You should say it in a language that everyone understands, or at least explain it. N'chein aserimi luntri kol ha'gadah b'lashon la'az, k'dei she'avinu ha'nashim v'haktanim. This Serim Rishon used to say the Haggadah all in a language that everyone would understand, because that's part of the mitzvah of Igadah Labincha, that everyone be able to understand. This is the mitzvah of the night of Igadah Labincha b'yom ha'hu. The Mechaber continues, then you take the matzahs off, ulanichem besofa shulchan, put it at the end of the table, kilu kvar achlu, so it looks like you already ate it, kadesha yiru hatinokos yishalu, so that the children will ask, because that's, again, the whole mitzvah. The matzahs that they're going to ask, how come the matzahs that we're planning on eating, you're removing from the table, and you say to them, because we're not allowed to eat until we tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you're by your father, your father-in-law, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you don't have a chiv to explain to your children anything about the Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the mitzvah of Igadah Levincha is just to ensure that they are taught the story, not that you yourself have to teach the story. If you're sitting and you don't have any kids with you, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says there's still a mitzvah to teach it to yourself, to say Super Yitzias Mitzrayim out loud. That is also a mitzvah. Siv Zayin, Mosgen Lo Miyad Kosheni, you pour the second cup immediately after that, Kedei Sheishalu Atinokos Lama Shosim Kosheni Kodem Su'uda, so that the children will ask, how come we're drinking a second cup before we even start the meal? V'imein Chachma B'ben, if the child isn't smart enough to ask the question, Abba Malamdo, so then the father should say it and try and get him to ask. Imein Lo Ben, if you don't have a son there, Ishtel Shoalto, then his wife asks, V'im Lav, who shall ask Atzmon? If not, you ask yourself. Even Talmidei Chachamim need to ask on Anishtana. There's no children around. Uksha ben o isha shoeles ain't sarklam Anishtana lamaschal avadim. If the son or a wife are asking, so then the balabais doesn't have to say Anishtana. He could just start with the answer of avadim hayinu. Uksha maschal avadim hayinu lefaro machzer kar shaba matzal safan of a kari kol adadim. Once you start avadim hayinu, so now you can bring the plate back because they've already asked their questions. The whole point, says the Mishnah Berurah, is to get them to ask as many questions as possible throughout the night. What about eating after in the middle of the recitation of the Haggadah, or after you've poured the second cup. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that even though the Bar Halacha said earlier that you're not allowed to drink, that's only wine, because the Chachamim said that the Amiras Haggadah has to be a hefsek between the cups. And therefore, if you have whatever tzorich, you would be allowed to eat or drink something that could not be used for the Dalet Kosos. That's what the Shevet Alevi says as well. However, Rav Yashav says, Lechatchila, you shouldn't have anything, even water, during that time, because it's not covered for the Haggadah. But b'shas tzorech, you would be able to have something light if you really need it.